Epilogue. A year after. Rick! Rick! Selim Yunus hurried across the port grounds toward the ship, hands outstretched. And Lona! I'd never have recognized either of you. How are you? How are you? As well as we could wish. Our letters reached you, I see, said Rick. Of course. Tell me, what do you think of it all? They were walking back together toward Yunus's offices. Valona said sadly, We visited our old town this morning. The fields are so empty. Her clothing was now that of a woman of the Empire rather than that of a peasant of Florina. Yes, it must be dreary for a person who has lived here. It grows dreary even for me. But I will stay as long as I can. The radiation recordings of Florina's sun are of tremendous theoretical interest. So much evacuation in less than a year. It speaks for excellent organization. We're doing our best, Rick. Oh, I think I should be calling you by your real name. Please don't. I'll never be used to it. I'm Rick. That's still the only name I remember. Yunus said, Have you decided whether you're going to return to spatioanalysis? Rick shook his head. I've decided, but the decision is no. I'll never remember enough. That part's gone forever. It doesn't bother me, though. I'll be returning to Earth. By the way, I rather hoped I'd see the townman. I think not. He decided to go off today. I think he'd rather not see you. He feels guilty, I think. You have no grudge against him? Rick said, No. He meant well, and he changed my life in many ways for the better. For one thing, I met Lona. His arm went about her shoulder. Valona looked at him and smiled. Besides, Rick went on, he cured me of something. I found out why I was a spatioanalyst. I know why nearly a third of all spatioanalysts are recruited from the one planet, Earth. Anyone living on a radioactive world is bound to grow up in fear and insecurity. A misstep can mean death, and our planet's own surface is the greatest enemy we have. That makes for a sort of anxiety bred into us, Dr. Yunus. A fear of planets. We're only happy in space. That's the only place we can feel safe. And you don't feel that way any longer, Rick? I certainly don't. I don't even remember feeling that way. That's it, you see. The townman had set his psychic probe to remove feelings of anxiety, and he hadn't bothered to set the intensity controls. He thought he had a recent, superficial trouble to deal with. Instead, there was this deep, ingrained anxiety he knew nothing of. He got rid of all of it. In a sense, it was worth getting rid of it, even though so much else went with it. I don't have to stay in space now. I can go back to Earth. I can work there, and Earth needs men. It always will. You know, Yunus said, why can't we do for Earth what we're doing for Florina? There's no need to bring up Earthmen in such fear and insecurity. The galaxy is big. No, said Rick vehemently. It's a different case. Earth has its past, Dr. Yunus. Many people may not believe it, but we of Earth know that Earth was the original planet of the human race. Well, perhaps. I can't say one way or the other. It was. It's a planet that can't be abandoned. It mustn't be abandoned. Someday we'll change it. Change its surface back to what it once must have been. Till then, we're staying. Valona said softly, And I'm an Earth woman now. Rick was looking out at the horizon. Upper City was as garish as ever, but the people were gone. He said, How many are left on Florina? About 20 million, said Yunus. We work slower as we go along. We have to keep our withdrawals balanced. The people that are left must always maintain themselves as an economic unit in the months that are left. Of course, resettlement is in its earliest stages. Most of the evacuees are still in temporary camps on neighboring worlds. There is unavoidable hardship. When will the last person leave? Never, really. I don't understand. The townman has applied unofficially for permission to remain. It's been granted, also unofficially. It won't be a matter of public record. Remain? Rick was shocked. But for the sake of all the galaxy, why? I didn't know, said Yuntz, but I think you explained it when you talked of Earth. He feels as you do. He says he can't bear the thought of leaving Florina to die alone. Afterward. The Currents of Space was written in 1951 and was first published in 1952. At that time, comparatively little was known of the astrophysics of nova formation, and my speculation concerning carbon currents was legitimate. Astronomers know much more now, and it seems quite certain the nature of the currents of space have nothing to do with nova formation, though, as it happens, the analysis of interstellar clouds of dust and gas has become far more interesting now than ever I imagined in 1951. This is too bad, for my speculations concerning the currents of space were so clever, in my opinion, that I feel they should have been true. Still, the universe goes its own way and won't bend merely to pay homage to my cleverness. So I can only ask you to suspend your disbelief in respect to nova formation and enjoy the book, assuming you do, on its own terms. Isaac Asimov, November 1982. End of The Currents of Space, a Galactic Empire novel by Isaac Asimov. Narrated by John Polk in the studios of the American Printing House for the Blind, Louisville, Kentucky, for the Library of Congress, December 1992. For special distribution, as authorized by Act of Congress, under Public Law 89-522, with the permission of the copyright holder and the publisher, a Del Rey book, Ballantine Books, a division of Random House Incorporated, New York. If you found any cassette in this book to be defective, please place a rubber band or piece of string around that cassette for identification. Place it in the container on top of the front stack of cassettes.